I love how writers at time hit the heart of their subject matter by coining a new expression. Joseph Heller did this with his 1962 debut novel Catch-22. I never read the novel, but have always loved to apply the meaning of the title. A Catch-22, Wikipedia describes as a paradoxical situation from which an individual cannot escape because of the contradictory rules and limitation. A situation in which someone is in need of something that can only be had by not being in need. I had to think of this when I received yet another big-time personal development email the other day, promising quick relief from mental suffering and poverty, as well as profound healing. For that, I would only have to become part of their community and buy their personal development packages. New Age has a big attraction on some Western entrepreneurs these days. They pose as gurus and make big bucks promising people their methods will heal phobias, depression, and teach ways to become rich and successful without any real effort. Meanwhile, their company profits the most, yet naturally this is never shared among the success stories listed on their website. It might well be I am jealous. All the personal development I've been involved in over the years never made me rich. In fact, loads of what I do is unpaid voluntary work, which sometimes frustrates me because I feel entitled to be rich too. Having said that, however, at the same time I regard designer clothes, all-inclusive holidays, extravagant houses, and especially ridiculously expensive watches, the epiphany of decadency that should be emanated from this world in order to make it a better place. Oh yeah, and cars to me are means of transportation that require three pedals. In truth, the ambition to be rich and successful is wasted on me. When I'm true to myself, true to my soul, I have to admit most of my action and activities are based on the need to heal myself rather than others. I simply just share my finds along the way. While on my path, I've often been very disappointed in the quick fixes offered in the big business of healing. I find they resemble diets. Healing is something you do over time, with loads of thorough dedication and practice, rather than consuming fast food solutions, seeking quick and easy ways to get rid of problems. Taking a pill for the headache without wanting to explore what causes the headache offers short-lived cures. The catch-22 of misery is that constantly choosing its quick fix at the same time is also its source. The mistake we often make, myself included, is that we think we can put certain techniques to good use to cure whatever it is we lack in life, meanwhile continuing to live in coherence with that same lack. Like doing a yoga class once a week, preferably a trendy one that offers quick results, while spending the rest of the week living the stressful lifestyle. I live in the fast lane, so I do yoga. Naturally, one should seek a solution when living in a stressful life, and I definitely don't want to put my fellow yoga teachers out of their good work, and yes, at least doing something about it is a good thing. But curiously enough, 1 hour a week of yoga will only point out the stress of the rest of the week even more. A personal case study. I have sustained quite some trauma over the years. I won't bore you with the details, though I might soon as I'm writing the book. The reasons I am in personal development source from my own experiences. I'm grateful for the people that stepped into my life to point out the way to me at times, but I certainly needed the time to implement their teachings and get where I am today. And still, even when I've come a long way, there are moments where I'm tempted to get a quick fix when something still, after all that I've done to avoid it, haunts me. So a few days ago, I did an online trauma dissolving technique on myself, EMDR. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, a method that supports getting rid of repetitive thoughts and flashbacks of uncomfortable, to put it mildly, experiences. I did that because I wanted a quick fix for matters that kept haunting me and blocked me from my favorite pastime, writing. So I did some EMDR, thinking it would help me to quickly get back to work, and lo and behold, it did work. I fell straight into the pit of going down very deep. I cried my eyes out and spent 3 days draped indoors. Even my customary Sudoku to kill time and other conveniences was too much to handle. This made way for the old familiar emotional panic attack I had been trying to avoid in the first place. Sometimes, though, it is simply unavoidable to give in to the necessary experience of making space for things that need to be processed. While material blindness in the West tends to push aside spiritual development and forces one to go on and make a living, this does make the backpack we carry heavier with each step. To unload, to make it go away, to get rid of it, we need to examine its content first. The Nanyar Who Am I card that goes with it is the Two of Gifts, emotional bungee jumping. Two, because that number signifies the contradiction, the dilemma, the two sides to every consideration. And gifts, because it is truly a controversial gift of life to be able to be shattered in order to become whole. Wishing you meaningful bungee jumps. This is Ingrid Schippers.